Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service, it will be mostly sunny today with a high near 33, northwest wind 8 to 14 miles per hour. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 17, and on Thursday rain likely after 1 p.m., increasing clouds with a high near 49. Breezy with a southeast wind 8 to 17 miles an hour with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch possible. And in the news and our continuing coverage of candidates and issues that will be on the ballot for the upcoming spring election, voting will be held on Tuesday, April 4th. Today we look at local elections. First, the Viroqua City Council. This round of voting will be to elect odd-numbered wards. All candidates are running unopposed, so all current members will return for a two-year seat. These include Ward 1, David Triggested; Ward 3, Joseph Aller; Ward 5, Todd Spaeth; Ward 7, John Thompson; and Ward 9, Steve Willis. The Vernon Area School Board will also be on the ballot. There are three candidates running for the board. The candidates on the spring ballot, April 4th, are Judy Emsley, Dana Hohlfelder, and Matt Tubman, who is an incumbent. Emsley is the current Economic Development Administrator for the City of La Crosse. In an interview with the La Crosse Tribune, she said, quote, "Schools are increasingly becoming battlegrounds for political culture wars fought on the national stage. My hope is that the Viroqua School District would continue to rise above the fray, making decisions that are rooted in our own local and unique context, with the focus always being on what's best for our community and, most importantly, our students," end quote. Dana Hohlfelder is a parent of school-age children. She is a business owner and financial manager of her family-owned grain farm. She told the Tribune, quote, "I feel the most recent referendum that passed has shown the district is gaining back the trust of the community. My goal is to continue improving the district communications and show the community that decisions are made meeting the needs of the children and their education." Matt Tubman is the only incumbent running. He works as an employee benefit consultant. Tubman told the Tribune his commitment is to focusing his board on seven objectives: quality in student social experience, student achievement and academic success, equity and access, funding and budgeting, managing resources effectively and efficiently, teacher retention and recruitment, school safety and security, and parent and community engagements. Voters will be choosing two candidates from the three-person field. Again, some information for this report comes with permission for our use from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.